Welcome to the King Servant Blog Podcast. I am your host, NL Ross. That's two letters, NL. I like to keep it simple. So I've been thinking about a few things. I've been thinking about the division that we have in this great country we live in. And I've been thinking about how we can stop this great division that we have in this country. And the only answer I can come up with is we got to tell the truth. It is hard to build a future if we cannot truly identify our past. You see, we got to first admit the things that already happened, the way they happened. There's no need for us to rewrite history. History happened. So what we need to do is figure out how to fix our future. Mistakes have been made in this country. Those mistakes are laid out. A lot of people are running around telling lies about this country. And that's not going to help grow this country. It's not going to help make this country better. What we first need to do, honestly, is be honest about what happened in this country. We need to be honest about the fact that history is called history for a reason. It already happened. That's why it's history. There's no need for us to have to fight about history. But we got this bad thing going on around here. We got this thing where if you believe this, then this is what happened. But if you believe this, then this is what happened. What we need to do is look at the truth of the matter. And in this, in my thinking, two things, two main issues have come to light in my mind that we need to tell the truth about. One thing is the Civil War. This country needs to learn exactly why, how, and when. This country needs to understand what are all the things involved with the Civil War. The other thing is the Bible. We need to read that Bible for ourselves so that these mega preachers can quit lying to us about what's in the Bible. Let me tell you what some research are doing. So I decided that I wanted to know what biblical principles this country was developed on. See, people say that. They keep saying that, yes, America was founded on biblical principles. Yeah, but which biblical principles? Which ones? And I still don't have an answer to that question. But what I did find out that there's a lot of terribly boring videos about our founding fathers. There's lots of them. And unfortunately for me, I sat through a few of these hours and hours long talking about our great founding fathers. And how Christian they were not. I listened to people that believe that they were Christians. I listened to them read letters from our founding fathers and stop right before the founding father made his actual point. I wish I could remember what it was, but it's some man with a Thomas Jefferson letter. he reads this one little part, and I'm like, oh man, wait a minute. He might got something right there. So I take a little note of it. How about in the very next video, the guy, another guy reads the same letter, but he decides that he's heard this other guy name that guy and read what the guy read and read afterwards. And how about if that guy that had this letter in the first place would have just keep reading, he'd have been able to put his whole foot in his mouth right there on stage. It's a shame the things that we'll believe because of our political alliance. Man, be who you want to be. Be a Republican. Be a Democrat. But don't be a liar. Don't be a liar. It is obvious. It is more than obvious. And this thing that we hold true to us as this Constitution of the United States, that they did not want Christianity or any other religion to be dominant over the people. I mean, let's think about it. Think about it, right? You know how they got here. You know, they were under orders that if you meet people and they don't look like us and they don't worship the same God, you can take their land. That's how they got here. You can look that up. So when did the Christian principle start? Because if you do some research, way before the Constitution was even thought about very well, there were already laws against black people, against minorities. There was already laws instituting slavery before the Constitution. Do some research. And our great so-called Christian founding fathers wrote this wonderful document that didn't even include everybody in the country that fought for that Constitution. And for some reason, we now, years later, believe that that's a Christian principle. I have decided that when it comes to history, I like to start with America. And I also like to start with the Constitution of the United States of America. I believe that really kind of solidifies us. But at the same time, I have to be willing to look at what was happening before that. I have to be willing to be honest and see what's going on. How is it that now, today, all of a sudden, these people are the greatest Christians in the world? How did that happen when they weren't that when they were living? Nobody called them that. They didn't call themselves that. We got one of our founding fathers that would never take communion. Now, if you want to talk about some Christian principles, communion is probably the most Christian principle we can get to. And we have a founding father that throughout his life in America would not take communion. At one point, he would just leave right before communion started. Until that pastor and the people started talking about it. So then he made up his mind that on Communion Sunday, he would miss so that he wouldn't have to walk out. That's one of our founding fathers. One of the great Christian leaders that we keep talking about. We need to be honest about these people. We need to be honest about everything. Something that I'm having a hard time understanding. And I also did some research on this. For a long time, people says that it's heritage, not hate. Well, in my personal opinion, that heritage is hate. Now, I'm sure there's a way that you could probably say that I'm wrong. Well, what I want is you to prove me wrong. Show me the heritage that's not hate. I mean, you're really gonna tell people that, oh, the people that fought the Civil War didn't have slaves. They might not have had slaves, but that don't mean they didn't want them. That didn't mean they wasn't living off of their steel labor. Having slaves back then was like having a car. So yeah, you're right. Everybody didn't have it. But we definitely ascribe to drive though. We definitely want to drive later. We definitely want to fit in. No matter how wrong or right it may be, this is a social thing to having to own a human. So we definitely want to. Not to mention that most people probably don't know that if you had the right number of slaves, you didn't even have to go to war. So yeah, you're right. You're right. A lot of people fought that didn't have slaves. Yeah, you're right. Wonder how they felt about that, not having slaves and fighting for them. Another thing that people are saying, people say, well, there were blacks that fought for the Confederates. Man, look at history. There have been blacks that have been doing all kind of crazy stuff. You never know what you're going to do when your life is really in danger. You fight for us or you die. Man, I'll be out there trying to kill some people for whatever side. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you rather kill somebody than die? No matter what side it is. Obviously, we already know these people got the power and lack of understanding to kill us for no reason. Yeah, I go kill some people. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the black community should be so happy that they taught us how to kill each other so well. Because guess what? When the war was over, we still were doing it. And guess what? We're still doing it. History, man. History is history. We can't be rewriting history. Let's fix our future. So many white politicians or right-wing pugnants running around. Well, who started the Ku Klux Klan? Who started the Ku Klux Klan? The Democrats. The Democrats. The Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan. And then they started laughing. So I'm wondering, what are you thinking? What do you think? A big group of black people got together and was like, you know what, man? We are getting too many rights. Man, we messing around here, got some land. We around here getting families. Oh, no, we got to think of something. And they just sat around the campfire and they said, you know what? We need some white people to come in our neighborhood and kill us. We need some white people to group up and come in our neighborhood and burn our houses down, rape our women, steal our kids. Yeah, yeah, the Democrats started the daggone Ku Klux Klan, but it wasn't the black Democrats. You think black people running around saying, kill me? Hey, will y'all please dress up in some sheets and kill us? In the name of Jesus. I mean, who thinks that? Who thinks that? Okay, all right, so let me turn it over for you. Let's say that you are one of those people that are so happy to say that the Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan. You're happy to say that. Okay, so what political group are the Ku Klux Klan and all of their subsidiaries, all of their little different organizations. What political group are they now? Yeah, they gave birth to themselves in the Democratic Party. But today, in the United States of America, all of them, every single one of them Klan members that was started by the Democrats, all of them are Republicans. So, if it was bad that the Democrats started the Republican, the Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan, is it not bad that the Republicans house the Ku Klux Klan? You're going to throw it in black people's face that the Democrats made the Ku Klux Klan, but you're going to sit down and not say anything about the fact that now you house, as a Republican, you house every Ku Klux Klan member in this country. You give cover to those guys. See, by you still saying that, oh, yeah, the Democrats made the Ku Klux Klan, it make them feel real good while they're up in their Republican houses with you. That don't make no sense to me. It also doesn't make sense to me that an enemy of the United States of America. You see, when we go to war, when the United States of America go to war, we don't go to war with our friends. We went to war. We went to war. Where, if I'm not mistaken, 620 some thousand people died. We went to war. The United States went to war with another country. They beat that country. And that country that was beat ended up with more power. You explain that to me. You explain that great heritage to me. Nobody's running around here with Al-Qaeda flags. Nobody's running around here with talking about bin Laden. That was heritage. But these people that we know massacred people for no reason except for they wanted to be free. We are allowed to run that flag in this country? Man, I think that is a disgrace. And I think it's even worse to the American flag that the people that carry this Confederate flag called themselves patriots. How can you be a patriot of a country that you fought against? You went to war with your country and now you are a patriot? You are holding on to those people that wanted slavery and you're going to tell me now that you're a patriot? Man, we need to do some research. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. All these so-called Christians going in and out of these churches, in and out of these church functions, and your pastors are preaching hate. Your pastors, because they don't agree with the lifestyle of other people, they are saying in the pulpit that they should die. And I gotta admit, some of that is in the Bible. It really is. But it also says the person that lies should die. It also says that we are the example. See, those are things that we're not getting. Because we're listening to hateful people that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Not only are they not filled with the Holy Ghost, they won't read the words in front of them. Just like our history books, you won't read it. Do you know how smart you could be if you would just test one of these little stupid things that you just believe for no reason? And I mean, I don't care what political group you're in. I am not a Democrat. Definitely not a Republican. I got more things against the Republican Party because I believe that they are being led by people that believe they are patriots when they actually went to war with this country. That's like us saying that bin Laden is now a patriot. That's like saying them people that created 9/11, which years later we did give them authorization to be citizens, that they are patriots. If you harm the United States of America in any way, there is no way you can also be a patriot of the United States of America. If you're a patriot, you might be a patriot of the Confederate States. And one more thing. Stop telling people that it's not about slavery. Stop telling people that it wasn't about slavery. Stop that. That's a lie. The Confederate States made a constitution. If it was not about slavery, the Confederate States didn't know it, because slavery is all in their Confederate Constitution. But I bet you most of you don't even know there is such a thing. Read it. Read it for yourself. Quit letting people lie to you. Read it for yourself. It's on the internet. Read it. See, it's better to hate people. Just hate them. Just hate the people that you hate. Just hate them. Just tell the whole world that you hate them people, and that's it. But don't make up lies to hate them. Because see, you make up lies to hate them, then you make other people hate them. Won't you just hate them for what you like? Even when David Duke was running for office, he was running for office. Right-wing media didn't say anything about his connections to the Klan. They thought it didn't matter no more. They thought that since he said he wasn't involved anymore, that was it. Kind of like they think about the Civil War. They think that slavery was over after the Civil War. Come to find out, it only got worse. In most places, Jim Crow laws were even worse than the slave laws were. But nobody knows that because we don't care to look at things and find the truth. This year, I am going to have guests that know the truth about many things. Not just these things, a lot of things. And it is my goal this year to definitely educate, motivate, and unite this divided land. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be impossible if you're not willing to at least look into the things that you believe. If you say you believe in the Bible, read that thing and see what's in there, that what you're saying that you believe. How are you part of a hate group and you believe the Bible? One of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16. And that thing says, "For God so loved the world." He didn't put no groups out. He didn't say black people or white people or rich people or poor people. No, he said the world. So if your organization cuts out black people, cuts out white people, cuts out Mexican people, cuts out any other people, it's not biblical. I plan on doing more this year. I've been sitting on my talents. And I apologize for that. We're going to get some things moving this year. And I pray, I hope that I make more researchers than enemies. See, I don't mind if you don't agree with my viewpoint, but at least know the facts. You don't have to agree with me that it is wrong for white cops to continue to kill unarmed black man. I believe that's wrong. But I also believe that it's wrong for cops to kill anybody unarmed. So if you're mad that somebody is saying that black people are getting killed, won't you just say, hey, white people are getting killed too? We're not saying that, nobody's saying that white people aren't getting killed. We're just saying that somebody got to speak up for somebody. We're going to do some research this year. We're going to find out some things. We're going to learn something. We're going to grow. The only way that we can build a better future is to know our history. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Let's stop perishing. I'll be back.